Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Boardroom Buddies podcast. Each podcast is themed, and I interview and ask questions from a specialist who's also the owner of a small business, just like us. If you're a business owner of a micro business, then I hope that this sparks your thinking, answers some questions that you may have, and that you get some tips on the subject that helps you move your business forwards. I do hope that you enjoy the podcast. I very much enjoyed recording it. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Boardroom Buddies podcast. And today is a little bit sad, but it is the last of this series of the podcasts. And so rather than have a guest today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the previous podcast maybe and why I started the podcast and called it Boardroom Buddies. So it's the final episode in this series, and we may be back later with some new ideas, fresh ideas around how we can help business owners. And that was the reason for starting the podcast in the first place, was really having been the owner of a micro business for several years now, I realised quite early on that it's quite a lonely place if you don't have the right people around you. And there's not much help out there for the owners of small businesses like us. If you want to employ lots of people and, you know, want to really turn over lots and lots of money, then there's probably a grant or some kind of finance out there for you. But for small business owners like us, not much help. And we struggle because we're everything in the business. We are the coffee maker, through to the person who does the filing, through to the person that goes out and negotiates deals and our sales. So we do everything, and it can be quite a lonely, frustrating place. And we struggle maybe getting new business. Sometimes we're struggling with money because there may not be enough of it, or we're not quite sure how to kind of judge what we need for the future, things like that. And so one of the reasons for starting the podcast was to be able to give a resource to people like me who will find some benefit from the shared experiences of others through the podcast, the subject matter experts, get new ideas, solve problems, and share the knowledge. And that's the reason why I started the Boardroom Buddies Mastermind as well, which is an in-person kind of meeting that we have every month. And you'll find out more about that on the website. So what are the podcasts about? Well, we have guests most of the time. Sometimes it's just me. And the idea is that sharing their experiences of how they manage their business and what they do and how it helps others is a good resource to have, because they're the subject matter expert. The kind of podcasts that we've had, or the guests that we've had on the podcast, have been accountants, and they've helped us to kind of answer questions about why choose and how you choose the right accountant for you. If you can't get money from the bank, we've had a company who will help you to look at borrowing money outside of the banking system. So finance. A lot of the time we've had guests who are in the marketing sphere. So they'll be looking at branding, websites, the whole brand. And we've had a number of people on talking about that side of business. Marketing yourself, getting the message right, and using a copywriter, why you would use a copywriter and how it can be so helpful. Obviously, we've talked on and off about social media, and because we have to promote our businesses, no one else is going to do it for us. Winning awards, raising your profile through awards and tenders and things like that. So we've had guests on talking about that side of running a small business. Keeping safe online, so what to avoid, how to think about your IT, that kind of thing. Looking at the risks inside your business as well, because as small business owners, we quite often, we're so busy doing the day-to-day stuff that we forget to step back a bit and have a look at what risks we might have in the business. Sometimes we haven't had a guest, sometimes it's been me, and I've talked about vision and planning. We've had productivity. So if you're struggling with time management, and actually on the website, there's a good resource for managing yourself and time, which you can go and download for free. So keeping safe online, we've had HR. If you're aspiring to employ someone and you've not done it before, have a listen to the HR podcast about how you go about that. And if you have employees already and things are not going great and you're concerned about, managing your employee in the business, maybe they're not performing properly. So HR is a good, source of information there. And if things are just not going right, maybe you've had an upset with a supplier or something. Mediation is another one, and mediation with employees as well, if you've got an employee that you don't want to lose, but there's some obstacles that you need to overcome. So there's a lot in the podcasts. And the final few podcasts, pretty much, were about looking after yourself. Not just the physical side. We've had Ashley Bishop previously talking about how it's an essential to look after yourself physically. We've had Gareth Keate talking about mental health and how he has overcome. Despite his very successful careers that he's had, he suffered from poor mental health as well. And so how he overcame that. So there's an awful lot in the podcast, and they're going to remain on the Boardroom Buddies YouTube channel, and on some are on the website, and they'll be more loaded as we go along, because there's quite a bank of them. Pensions, don't forget to look after yourself financially. And looking after your money, of course, in the business is really important. You'll already know about cash flow, and that's something that I'm always going on about with my Boardroom Buddies members and my clients, is to ensure that you have good cash flow in place. And there's a free download again on the website that can help you with that. So what's next? Well, for a time, the podcasts are finishing. We maybe come back with series three with some fresh ideas about how we kind of, just do things a bit differently, make them more interesting for the next series. Just launched the new Boardroom Buddies bulletin, which you can sign up for on the website, of course. And at the same time, you can get the downloads that are free, the free resources there. And of course, you can unsubscribe if you sign up for them just for the resources. That's absolutely fine too. You can get in touch with me as well through the bulletin, through LinkedIn, through the website. And I always like to hear from clients and people who found some useful information both in the website on them and from the podcasts, and hopefully the new bulletin as well. So that's all for now. Thank you very much for listening and watching. I hope that the podcasts have been really useful for you. I can't go without thanking Gary Jones, though, of Grow Radio, because he has been enormously helpful getting the podcast together and helping me to make sure that they're in the right format and all that kind of thing. So if you're thinking of raising your profile, have a listen to the podcast that I've done with Gary Jones too, about how to podcast and how useful it can be. Have a look at YouTube, sign up for the next podcasts, or well, rather the podcasts that are already there, and you can access them all. And I hope that you continue to be successful in your businesses. If I can be of any help, give us a shout and I'll see what I can do. And you're very welcome to visit the Boardroom Buddies Mastermind meeting. No pressure to sign up, become a member. Just come along and see what you think. And most people who visit always go away with some really useful information. So that's it for now. Thank you very much for listening. Happy entering.
I do hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Boardroom Buddies podcast. Do subscribe for more podcasts, and it would be lovely if you shared it on your favourite podcast platform. If you have any questions or you would like to talk any more on the topic, then do connect with me on LinkedIn or email me on jax, that's jax, @jackiecasey.consulting. And thanks for listening.